In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, God says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants." It's Sharathon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out his spirit. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. Just like Silas, singing
with Paul, praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, good morning, and welcome to Sharathon. This is our last day already, and I'm Jenna Ellis here with Tim Wildman, and it's been a wonderful morning so far with so many of our generous partners around the country. So we are hoping to continue that in this hour. I am told we're up to overall almost 11,000 pledges for Sharathon. And Tim, that is really exciting. So good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jenna. Yeah, the day three of three here on Sharathon. So we'll wrap it up later on this afternoon. And you're right. We are probably going over 11,000 pledges any minute now here on American Family Radio's Spring Sharathon, the 2005 Spring Sharathon. And Jen and I will be with you till the top of the hour. We hope you're having a good start to your day, and it's going to be a really nice day here at American Family Radio as we close out our Sharathon. And how's everything in Florida, Jenna?
It's great. It's beautiful. We're kind of going through false spring because we had it was really hot last week, and now it's kind of cooling off, but it's really nice. And, you know, can't say the same for the Florida legislature that's in the midst of some petty battles, and hopefully Governor DeSantis will kind of whip them into shape. So Floridians are expecting a lot from this legislative session, including reduction of property taxes, which would be great, which mirrors, of course, the federal level, and Trump now talking about reducing the income tax.
Well, nothing gets my juices flowing like talking about taxes here.
Reductions. Reductions.
Yeah, reductions. Yeah,
yes. Gotta,
that's a key word here.
100%.
Absolutely. Our theme is pour your spirit out. Pour your spirit out. And Jenny, you know where we get that verse?
Yes, from Isaiah 44:3, it says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." And we want the blessing of the Lord, and we want him to pour out his spirit on us, on the nation, and to make sure that we are following the things of the Lord. And that's our prayer this morning for everyone listening.
Folks, we are at almost 2.4. We're not too far away from $2.4 million. We want to be over 4 by the time we reach 6 p.m. Central Time this afternoon. That's the goal. And thank you, everyone who's called in or sent your pledge in via the mail to get us to this point. We don't forget you, those who've already given. We want to thank you, thank you, thank you. People like John in Moorefield, West Virginia, Tony in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Thank you to Jennifer in DeKalb, Mississippi, and Dolores in Richmond, Virginia. Thank you to Kathy in Wallace, North Carolina, Joey in Baldwin, Mississippi, and LaVon in Newton, Kansas. These are just some of the folks who called in the last hour to make their pledge to American Family Radio during our Sharathon. I would just say, folks, don't be a part of the Procrastinators Club, okay? Don't wait all day and then forget to make a gift to American Family Radio, and then we can't count it in the tally, the final tally this afternoon. So if you've been thinking about making a donation to American Family Radio before your day gets too busy and you don't remember, please call in and help us out, because we're listener-supported Christian radio, and if we don't have your financial support, then we can't stay on the air. That's just as simple as that. And we want to expand our territory, as the Bible says. We want to grow. And that's our goal, is to impact more people across the country with the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ and telling people the truth about what's happening in our country and in the world so that we can make a difference. You know, there's no other place on the planet like America. That's not, if that's bragging, I don't mean to be it like in a human bragging sense. What I'm saying is God has created the United States of America for a special reason. And you look down through our history, no other country has ever spread Christianity around the world like Americans have. So there's a lot that we need to preserve. We need to save. We need to, for our children and our grandchildren and our posterity, because, as I say, freedom and liberty and our way of life is just nothing like it. And so we just ask you to help us as we try to promote those values that I just mentioned here on American Family Radio, because we care deeply about the state of our nation spiritually and morally. And so the Bible says we need to stand for the things of God, even in a culture that, quite frankly, is hostile to the things of God. So we're going to do that, and we're going to continue to do that here at American Family Radio. Jenna does that every morning. She tells you how you can be a difference maker on her show, Jenna Ellis in the Morning. And so if you believe in our mission, what we're doing here at American Family Association and American Family Radio, we need you to help us out. Jenna, you want to give them the phone number to call in and make a gift?
Yes, and so well said, Tim. If you would like to partner with us, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or if you'd prefer, you can go online and go to AFR.net and donate safely and securely there. But we do have a lot of great volunteers in Tupelo that are waiting to talk with you and encourage you this morning and be a source of cheer when you call in. So it's 877-616-2396. And Tim, it's so true that our nation, America, is exceptional. And when we talk about that, it's because our founders, for the one time in human history, in establishing and ordaining our nation, they recognized that our rights don't come from government. They come from God, our creator, and that the sole purpose of a legitimate government is to preserve and protect those rights. And I'm reminded, as you were talking about our Constitution and the preamble, which is kind of the worldview statement that is kind of an outflow of the Declaration's mandate, which talks about truth being self-evident and our rights coming from God. It says that we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Those are all moral premises, and we need to ensure that our government understands that they are under a moral obligation to follow truth, and that's what we get to talk about here every day on American Family Radio.
Amen, sister. All right, let's hear from one of our wonderful listeners out there across the good old U.S. of A.
My name is Joyce Anderson. I am calling from Moundsville, West Virginia, to encourage others to support American Family Radio. I'm nearly 80 years old now. It has been a wonderful blessing each day to me. It's my one place to go for truth. I love you all with the love of the Lord. I'm so grateful that you are teaching a biblical worldview. I look forward to every day. God bless you, and thank you.
Amen. Calling from West Virginia. You ever been to West Virginia?
I have, actually, and several of my really good friends are from West Virginia. They have a great governor now, Morrissey. He's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, a beautiful state. I want to go to that bridge, that famous bridge they have there, where people, you know, they jump off the bridge, but they have bungee cords.
What?
Okay,
I haven't heard about this.
No, I'm not talking about. You know, when you jump off the bridge for the wrong reasons. I'm talking about the bungee cord jumping off. Yeah, you need to watch
that. Doesn't
this.
Sound like a much better reason, honestly, with the bungee cord, but
yeah.
Okay.
But you better make the bungee cord is, you know, the right length. That's very important when you jump off a bridge.
For sure.
If you have the right length. I don't know. I can't spiritualize that. So, Jenna, you're going to have to. You're gonna have to help me out here.
Come back in and just
ahead.
Say, you know, why don't we all not engage in activities where the mere point of the activity is survival. So, you know, we want to have human flourishing, not mere survival. And we can do that, of course, by promoting ministries like ours here at American Family Radio Network. So again, if you would like to partner with us this morning, you can call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, and give your most generous gift. You can also go online to afr.net. And we do have the monthly gift, so that just helps us plan, as Tim has talked about a lot. We are good stewards at this ministry of the funds that you give. We recognize you could be giving to a lot of different ministries, and so when you give here, we take that seriously to continue the work of the Lord and the Great Commission. And so when you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, Tim, what do we send them?
Well, we send them a puppy. And
I'm totally donating now, like multiples of 30s.
That's what I'm saying. This is, we've thought about how can we manipulate people's emotions so that they'll give more.
Puppies, always.
Of course, if you give a
puppy. Todd and Copper are sitting here, right here looking at me. So.
They're looking at you like, we're getting another puppy.
I know, like, wait a minute.
No, some people would say, I do not need a dog to take care of in my life. But hey, who doesn't like puppies, right?
Exactly.
So, by the way, before I do that, Todd and Copper, they got their own Instagram page, right?
They do. They do. And we have so many AFR listeners who follow them, and we love it. It's at The Adventures of Copper and Todd. The Adventures of Copper and Todd. And it's a private account, so go in, and if you want to follow them, you can request that. And it just shows a lot of happy puppy pictures and how they make my life so happy on a daily basis.
And what kind of dogs are they?
They are mini golden doodles, and they just got their hair cut. It's so cute. I'll have to text you a picture here. Adam and Devin, my great producers, have already seen this. But, yeah, they just got a haircut, along with their little friend Jack-Jack. Shout out to Jack-Jack. So they all got haircuts.
Jack-Jack? Who's Jack-Jack?
He is a little Cavapoo who lives in our neighborhood, and he's one of their little besties now. So he's appeared on their Instagram. And
is he a good influence on them?
He is, actually. Okay. Yes, he's a great influence. And it's great because Copper loves to play with Todd and at the dog park, and Todd would rather patrol the perimeter because, as followers of Todd know, we call him Sheriff Todd very lovingly, because
right.
That's his personality. So Jack-Jack and Copper can play and wrestle, and it's great for Copper, and then that frees up Todd to go and do his work. So it's great.
Yeah, it's funny how dogs have personalities.
They totally do. Yeah. And so I'm sending you this. They all have, and this is posted on their Instagram, by the way, at The Adventures of Copper and Todd. They are all wearing little matching plaid scarves after their haircuts, and they look so cute. So dogs
right.
are just the best.
Well, check out. What's the Instagram?
The Adventures of Copper and Todd.
All right. Listen, back to what Jenna said here. Okay, if you make a gift to American Family Radio of $30 or more a month, or a one-time gift of $150, we will send you this, as a token of our appreciation, we will send you this booklet by Stephen McDowell. It's a book/booklet. I don't know what it is. I call it a booklet because it's not very big, but it's paperback. But it's the Bible. The title of it is The Bible, Divine or Human? Question mark. Of course, we know it's divine, but it was written by humans. But this is an excellent defense of the Holy Bible as being the Word of Almighty God. And so it's very methodical, very logical, and has a lot of history in it and a lot of documentation in it. You're going to really benefit. My son Wesley has said he's read this 3 times. That's how much it impacted his life. So Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation, been a dear friend of mine for a long time. He lives in Charlottesville, Virginia. One of the preeminent American historians, truly is. And he wrote this, and we reprinted it. And so we'll send this to you for a gift of $30 or more a month, or a one-time gift of $150. Now, I'll tell you what. I hear the music right there. So we'll take a short break. We'll be back, and then I'll comment a little bit more on this.
And in the break, you can call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, and Tim and I will be right back.
American Family Association founder Don Wildman saw signs of the times long ago. At the turn of the century, he wrote these words, which ring even more true today. A dark cloud has descended on America. This cloud has left us unable to tell right from wrong. In pursuit of what is called politically correct, tolerant, and diverse, we have not only permitted, but promoted a way of life that, should we continue to follow it, will ultimately destroy this grand experiment we call America. There is a way to lift this cloud of darkness, a light to show the way. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." We need to do the best we can to follow that light and share him with others. A reminder from the American Family Association.
My name is Martha Hoover. I'm in a nursing home in Pulaski, Tennessee. And I cannot tell you how much your radio program means to me. I was without a radio for quite some time because my money is very limited. And I'm unable to hear what comes off of television, so I don't have a television. And when I got it, the first thing I tuned into was a wonderful minister. It has just thrilled my heart to be able to get AFR again. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out his Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your Spirit out?
Welcome back to the third and final day of Share-a-thon. I'm Jenna Ellis here with Tim Wildman. And you mentioned, Tim, earlier that if you are listening and you are a procrastinator, which, you know, props to you for that, because sometimes, you know, procrastination can pay off. And sometimes, you know, it's just we're saving the best for last. And so if you are a procrastinator, you've been listening for the last couple days thinking, I really want to donate to the work of AFR. Today is your day. This is your moment. This is your time. You can partner with us, and if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, we will send you this book by Josh McDowell, The Bible.
Stephen McDowell.
Yeah,
a lot of people do that.
I know, right? Yeah. Sorry, Stephen McDowell, The Bible, Human or Divine, plus an AFR zippered pad folio, which is actually pretty cool. And I have one right here that it's a great thing that you can zipper it. You can make notes. I actually use these quite a bit, so that's beneficial to you. And you can call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online to AFR.net.
Josh McDowell's a friend of mine, too, not to name drop, but yeah.
Well, I accidentally name dropped, so I'm glad you clarified that.
Josh, known for his books on a Christian apologetics, More Than a Carpenter is a book that I've read several times that Josh McDowell wrote. But he's written many books on Christian apologetics. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Jenna, and we thank you for listening on this Thursday morning. And nice weather for most of the country today. I looked at that. The older you get, the more you look at the weather. I don't know why that is. Some kind of interesting phenomena. Anyway, I was just checking out the weather. I don't know why that is.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. As I've gotten older,
right,
when I'm in hotels, I get up in the morning and like turn on the weather channel.
Right.
My dad used to do that, and I never understood why. And it's just, it's like it, that's when you know that you're actually an adult is when you,
yeah,
when you do that.
Now,
yeah,
you know, you're really moving down life's road when you open up the paper and read the obits.
Haven't gotten there yet, but I'll let you know.
Well, okay. I don't know. That's a kind of a strange thing too. But anyway, hey, do you know so-and-so passed? No, I didn't know that. We've lived in this town a long time in Tupelo, and so we get the local paper, and so we know a lot of people. That's kind of the reason why I brought that up. And that does happen as you move down life's Life's Highway. Well, listen, what I wanted to say that his folks, if you can at all possible, when you make your gift to American Family Radio, if you can put us in the monthly budget, I know that's asking a lot, like $30 a month or $50 a month or whatever you can do, and you can do it on a, like a bank draft or a credit card or however you want to do it, it's easiest for you. That really makes it easier on us to budget, to plan on what's coming in. Also saves you the time and trouble of having to find an envelope and, you know, go through your drawers in your kitchen looking for that stamp you know you saw last week. You don't have to worry about that. It helps us, and it makes it easier on you. And you can stop that anytime you want to, no problem. So if you can do that and make us a part of your monthly budget, that would be wonderful. We appreciate that very much. Let me give the phone number if you want to make your gift to American Family Radio, if you haven't already. And 11,000 of you folks already have made your gift, and we thank you, thank you, thank you so much for everybody who's already called in and made a generous donation to American Family Radio. But if you haven't yet and you want to and you want to get in on the final total for our share-a-thon, we're trying to reach $4 million by 6 o'clock Central Time this afternoon. We're at $2.4 million right now. That's where we are. So here's the phone number to call us. And the folks who answer the phone when you call this number, they're here in Tupelo, and they're answering the phone. And many of them have driven in from around the country to their listeners, just like you. And they said, hey, we want to come and help answer the phones during Share-a-thon. And we said, come on, we'll feed you well, and we'll take care of you. And here's the phone number. They're here answering the phone. You can call them. So that's probably who you're going to get when you call this number and make a gift. Somebody just like you who listens to American Family Radio in their hometown. 877, here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You can also go on AFR.net, AFR.net. It's easy to give that way, AFR.net. Day three of Share-a-thon, it's Thursday. We started Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And we won't pause again during our year until October. In October, we'll come back. We'll have our fall Share-a-thon. So we only do this twice a year. So for Jennifer, all those people who say, oh, you Christians, all you do is talk about money. No, that isn't true here. 6 days out of 365, I don't know what that percentage is, but it's very small that we actually stop and say, hey, we need you to pick up the phone and give us a call.
Absolutely. And it's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net. And let's hear from another listener.
Hi, this is John in the New Orleans area. About 2004, I was helping out at my young daughter's softball game, and I got struck in the head with the softball. It knocked me out for a little while. I was having a seizure-like episode. They rushed me to one hospital, and they said, no, take it to another one. So I was there for a couple days before I woke up, I think. But what I remember clearly was somebody put the radio on in the room, and it was American Family Radio. And I listened to talk, but there was a lot of music, I think, on another portion of your show. And when I came 2 days later, I talked about it to no end, and I remember so much of what was said. That was my introduction to American Family Radio. Thank you, and God bless you all very richly.
Wow, what an introduction to American Family Radio. That is a great testimony, though.
You know, we don't advocate that.
No. There are great stories all around the country.
But. You know, I think God will go to great lengths to get our attention sometimes. And this brother got hit in the head with a softball. I'm not saying God did that. I'm just kidding around, folks. But anyway, we're glad he's okay. But we're glad he was introduced to, what was his first name? He told it. His first
name. What
Todd? John. So John called. That's his experience with American Family Radio. And I must say, one of the most unusual experiences I've ever heard of somebody being introduced to American Family Radio, getting hit in the head with a softball hurt him so much he really had to go to the hospital.
Wow.
And I'll tell you another thing, Jenna, you never know how God is going to use American Family Radio. It's just like he uses Christians around the world. But I remember one time, and I've shared this story before, there was a lady in, I think it's New Mexico, and she said, I took my car, this is 20 years ago, I took my car to the mechanic. It's back when we had mechanics.
And, we don't have mechanics?
Well, we have mechanics, but everything's computerized now.
Oh, I see.
Mechanics,
I see.
Just...
Okay. I was like, who just changed my car oil?
I'm talking about a grease monkey.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, where you open up the hood and you get under there and you work. And I say grease monkey affectionately. That's what they call themselves oftentimes. But the old-fashioned mechanics, okay? So this gentleman took his, this lady took her car in, and she left her car on... She had to leave it there for like 3 days, and she left her car on American Family Radio. And when she came and picked the car up, the gentleman, the mechanic, said, well, I just want you to know that you had your car on some religious radio station, and a preacher was on there, and he began to talk. I was about to turn the channel, and whatever he said captured my attention, and I began to listen to what he said, and I want you to know that I gave my life to the Lord.
Wow.
Listening to that radio station that you left your car, that you left it on when you left your car here at our shop. And this lady called us to tell us what happened. She was from New Mexico. She said, I left it on your radio station, American Family Radio. And, you know, the Bible teachers that we have here are excellent, and they're all true to the scripture. And I'm thinking of David Jeremiah and Robert Jeffress and Michael Youssef and what Alex and Bert do each afternoon on Exploring the Word. We know that we have many listeners from different theological backgrounds, but the essence of what we communicate here on American Family Radio is authentic biblical Christianity. I don't know how else to say it, but I could say it other way. Evangelical Bible teaching. We believe in the inerrancy and the authority of the Word of God, and the Word of God is the Bible. And when we say inerrant, what do we mean by that, Jenna?
Without error, that there is nothing in the Bible that is not true. And so when we talk about it being inerrant and sufficient and the authority, it is literally God breathed. And we know that this is his specific special revelation that is fully sufficient to address the human condition. And that's part of how we can know God and know his truth is to be daily in his word, because he has given that to us to reveal himself and who he is.
Amen. All right, let's hear. You got another listener testimony? Let's play another one here.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Carter, and I'm calling from Louisiana. And I just want to say that AFR has been a blessing to my husband and I. Ever since we have been watching it, we have been staying in tune to what's happening in our culture. And it helps us to see the biblical views that we can discuss with our family and friends. So thank AFR and thank you all. You all do a great job.
Listener calling there from the state of Louisiana, which is where Abraham Hamilton III hails from. Did you know that?
I did, actually. He was a prosecutor there, and I learned that the first time I came to AFR and got to know some greats and some good friends, and talked to Abe about his background and love of the law, which is very similar to mine. And so I always really appreciate his insights.
Well, Abe's got just a fascinating story and a personal testimony. Abraham Hamilton III. Abe grew up in New Orleans, and then Hurricane Katrina hit, and his whole family had to evacuate to Houston, Texas. So he stayed there. He stayed there and went to school there, went to law school there, and then met his wife there. And then they had 27 children or something like that. I don't know how many they have now. No, I'm just kidding. They have a large contingent of little Hamiltons that run around, and they're a blessing when they come by the office. But I just wanted to say that's where Abe grew up was in Louisiana, where the listener there was calling from. All right, you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. What is our theme for this Share-a-thon?
Our theme for this Share-a-thon is to pour out your spirit. And so this comes from Isaiah 44:3, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants."
What does that mean?
It is great. Well, you know, that comes from Isaiah 44. And this in context, of course, we have to read the context of scripture and ensure that we understand where all of this is coming from. In the historical context was that this is when there was exile in Babylon, and the society and the culture mirrored things that were not true, and idolatry, and things that were very antithetical to truth. And so much like our culture, Tim, and so there was idolatry and cultural pressure while in exile. And so Isaiah 44 addresses the folly of idol worship and contrasts it with the sovereignty and the uniqueness of the Lord, and encourages us to focus on truth and to focus on the Lord and ask the Lord to pour out his blessing, not just on us, but on our descendants. And this is also why we here at American Family Association, American Family Radio, focus so much and emphasize parental rights and the family and the obligation of parents to train up their children in the way they should go, so when they're older, they won't depart from it. And as you and I have talked about, Tim, that was the greatest gift that my parents gave me, was discipleship, investing in my spiritual life, so that when I encountered all kinds of false worldviews and other things, whether it's in college or just in adult life, I was firmly grounded in my faith.
Amen. Absolutely. And we encourage everybody listening to, you know, to read the Bible every day, listen to the Bible, whatever you need to do, but daily take in the Word of God and put it in your soul and in your mind so that you can live the Christian life. That's kind of our roadmap, as Jenna said before, to life is the Holy Bible. And so we encourage you to read it and read it in context and study it. And do you use commentaries?
I do. I actually, for Christmas last year, I was so excited. My parents got me the entire set of John MacArthur's commentaries. And
right.
it's like the old, you know, remember the encyclopedias before we had all the online things, and you actually
yes.
had to go like and take the book out and research. I'm actually old enough to remember doing
right.
that in school. But I have those commentaries, also Blue Letter Bible, you know, and going through, because when you read the scripture, to understand it in context, cross-reference. I mean, obviously, commentary is an outside source. It's a secondary source. But it can help you, just like your pastor's teaching at a good Bible teaching church, to understand what it is that you are reading, and then understand the full counsel of God, and where, for example, when Jesus is fulfilling prophecies, where are those prophecies in Scripture? So to understand the Bible fully and in context.
Amen. Well, you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. We want to thank, pardon me, we want to thank William and Brandon, Mississippi. These are people who called just in the last few minutes. Kathy in Jamestown, North Dakota. Gregory in New Bern, North Carolina. Linda in Greenbrier, Arkansas. Let's see who else has called just in the last little while. Okay, Consolio, I think is the way you pronounce the name, from Big Sandy, Tennessee. Eddie in Tenneville, Georgia. Nicholas in Gulfport, Mississippi. And Dixie in Comanche, Iowa. Just a few of the folks who called in on this last day of Share-a-thon. So if you haven't called in and made your pledge, please do so now and be as generous as you possibly can. We need your financial help. We're passing the virtual offering plate. We only do this 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, so that you can know that how you can help us here, how can you partner with us at American Family Radio, because we need your financial help, because we are listener supported radio, and we don't have big $1 million donations or anything like that. The backbone of our ministry is the small monthly gift, and so that's just how we've always operated. Pour your spirit out is our theme, talking about the Spirit of God. And we're going to take a short time out right here. You're listening to Jenna Ellis in the Morning. That's the show. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, and we'll be back momentarily.
Hello, this is Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council here in Washington, D.C., and the host of Washington Watch, heard here on AFR. I want to encourage you to support AFR during this share-a-thon. I've seen firsthand the profound influence that American Family Association and American Family Radio have had here in our nation's capital. I believe America is stronger because of the labors of Don Wildman and now Tim Wildman and the entire AFR team. I'm proud to partner with them, and I challenge you to do the same during this share-a-thon. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
I listen to AFR almost every day, and I want to thank you for your love for Jesus, your love for the Bible, and your commitment to the pro-life movement. My favorite programs are Today's Issues, AFR News at the top of the hour, Trivia Friday, also known as Learning University, and Don Wildman's It's My Turn. Thank you for your strong and clear Christian witness. Keep up the good work, and may God continue to bless your ministry. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ, now and forever.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio, and we rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Won't you pour your spirit out?
Welcome back to day three of Share-a-thon. I'm Jenna Ellis here with Tim Wildman. You're listening to Jenna Ellis in the Morning, but we are here on a very special week here at American Family Radio for Share-a-thon, where we are so grateful to everyone who has partnered with us to give a one-time gift or a monthly gift, your best gift, to help us continue on in our ministry and our work. And we're so grateful to hear from so many listeners and so many generous donors. Have we hit over 1,000? Wow. My expectations are so low, Tim. 11,000.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
That's amazing.
Amen. Let's give a hand clap. We've surpassed the 11,000 pledges. And that represents families for the most part. We're excited about that. And we're at $2.4 million, a little over that. So we want to be at over $4 million by the time we close out the share-a-thon this afternoon at 6 o'clock Central Time. So a few hours left here on day three of share-a-thon on American Family Radio. And Jenna, I just thought about this. We can either have our listeners voluntarily call in and make a donation. Mm-hmm. Or I'm just going to hit them with a tariff, or slap them with a tariff. I think you slap tariffs. So we'll just.
We'll suspend it for 90 days.
Yeah.
If you call in today, we'll suspend that, and the phones are open.
That's right.
If you'd like to negotiate, we're waiting for your calls. They're ringing off the hook. You know, this is coming directly from the press secretary's office down the hall AFR.
That's right. So if you can either make a donation voluntarily, folks, or we're going to slap you with a tariff. So it's your decision. And Jenna said, we'll negotiate. Just call us. All right, American Family Radio. Jenna, you have a lot. Talk about your morning show, because it's Jenna Ellis in the Morning 5 days a week. What, when you get up every morning and you get on the microphone and you talk to the listeners all over the country, what is it? What's your goal?
That's a great question. My goal for the radio program in the morning, because I know a lot of people want to know what's going on in the world.
Right.
Current events. Yeah. So we focus on the news of the day, whether that's mainly it's the political news, but what's going on in various states, things that you should be aware of, and also culturally, but from specifically and distinctly a biblical worldview. So how should we think about, for example, tariffs? How should we think about about the economy. How should we think about capitalism from a biblical worldview foundation and understanding in context the full scope of what our Constitution provides in terms of limited powers to government to then ultimately do their obligation and their duty, which is to preserve and protect our rights that come from God so that we can exercise our freedom and liberty in Christ to make the best decisions for ourselves and our family to follow the word of God. And so we take all of these very complex topics, have a lot of great guests on and commentary that we talk about every morning. And I love it so much.
You even have your mom on from time to time.
I do. And listeners just love her. And I so appreciate when she comes on. She is a biblical counselor, so marriage and family counselor. And so comes on to talk about topics like conflict resolution or like navigating the holidays when you might have family that disagree with you politically. You know, a lot of these topics, how can we resolve our issues that inevitably arise in human relationships, whether that's in the context of marriage or family or parent to child, all of these things from a biblical worldview perspective.
Amen. Well, you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. We thank everybody who's who's listening across the country, who's calling in, who have already called in, I should say, and made a gift to American Family Radio. Hey, Jenna, by the way, tell folks about the AFR app. I know most people are aware of that, but that's a way you can listen to American Family Radio anywhere, really, in the world, as long as you have a good signal. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so the AFR app, if you just go, whether you're on iPhone, Android, you know, whatever, go into your app store and you can download it. And this allows you, wherever you're at, you don't have to have that terrestrial radio signal. So, for example, where I am in Florida, we don't yet have a radio tower, but I can go in and often do, go in to the app and listen while I'm driving to live radio. You can listen live or you can go to, you know, your favorite program if you missed that live or you missed yesterday's program. All of those things, you can go in and select the show that you prefer because we put all of those on our podcast page. You can also listen to our AFR exclusive podcast. There's a lot of great ones, including hopefully mine is also great. It's called On Demand with Jenna Ellis, and we do a deeper dive into specific topics that you want to hear about. And so I always encourage listeners to contact me, Jenna@AFR.net with questions, comments, or things that you would like to hear on that show. But overall, Tim, it's such a great resource because especially for the younger generation as well, we're so used to having streaming services and that we can go in whenever we want and watch or listen to whatever we want. So this is a service that we provide so that we can give you that streaming and you can listen on demand.
Amen. We encourage you to download the app on your smartphone or your iPad or similar device so that you can listen to American Family Radio even when you leave an area that and you don't have an AFR signal from a radio station. You're listening to Jenna Ellis in the morning, and you wonder, why is Tim on there? Well, we're having Share-a-thon here, so we're teaming up to do these three mornings because I'm in Tupelo, Jenna's in Central Florida, and broadcasting across America. So we're keeping you informed of what's happening here at our home offices, our home studios, and with respect to our Share-a-thon. And we're going to get to $2.5 million probably in the next 30 minutes or so. And we thank the 11,231 pledges that have come in already. And just God bless you. If you've given to American Family Radio, if you're going to give to American Family Radio, we just ask the Lord to bless you, and we thank you for your generosity. We want to thank David in Lubbock, Texas, and Karen. These are people who called in the last few minutes. Karen in Columbus, Ohio. Robert in Warner Robins, Georgia. Terry in Claremont, North Carolina. Ruth called in from Smithland, Kentucky. And let's see who else has called in the last few moments. Melissa here in Tupelo, Mississippi, and Patricia in Hobbs, New Mexico. We have a station in Hobbs. We have a station in Clovis. I want to say we have a station in a town called Las Vegas, not Nevada, but in Las Vegas, New Mexico. You ever been to New Mexico?
I have. And in fact, that was where my mom was born, in a very little town in New Mexico. So because my grandmother as well was from Missouri. And so, you know, have a lot of interesting family history. So
if I go to New Mexico, where should I go? What's the number one thing to see?
Albuquerque is always
Albuquerque.
The favorite there. And yeah, and you can go and visit Skip Heitzig's church there, the Calvary Chapel. So he's a great pastor.
Okay. What's the name of the church? I have to go check that out.
It's a Calvary Chapel, and you know they all sound the same, but I think it's Calvary Chapel of Albuquerque, but I might be wrong on that. But Skip Heitzig is the pastor. You can follow him on X too. He has a lot of really great commentary there. And he's a good friend of my pastor in Colorado, Gino Geraci, who was Calvary Chapel South Denver for a really long time and radio host. And so I got to know Skip through Gino Geraci, who's been a frequent guest on my program as well. So
Calvary
it's a
Chapel.
Great network of Christians, right?
Absolutely. Calvary Chapel, that is that kind of now that's more out west, right?
Well, it started in California with Chuck Smith, and it's non-denominational.
Right.
And the whole idea, you know, is that we don't have to necessarily go to seminary to understand the Bible, just like you don't have to go to law school to understand our Constitution. And so to provide that, to get more people engaged in pastoral ministry and all of that. And it was it's been kind of a booming sort of denomination. And my parents met.
But it's not a denomination.
Well, it's non-denominational denomination, right? But they, my parents met in California and grew up in Calvary Chapel. So that's kind of the non-denominational framework of how I grew up.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean to correct you there. You just said earlier it wasn't a denomination.
Yes, then I said it was.
Then you said it was. But
it's a
group of affiliated churches.
Yes.
How about that?
And, that's a better way to express it.
And they call themselves Calvary Chapel. It is... more well-known out west than it is in other parts of the country. But, yeah, Chuck Smith, was that the founder?
Yes.
Okay, so I really enjoyed that movie called The Jesus Revolution.
Mm.
It was about, what was that, a year and a half ago or so? Two years ago? Did you ever see it?
Yeah, and with Greg, wasn't that Greg Laurie's?
Yeah, Greg Laurie. It was Greg Laurie. Greg Laurie, but it was Kelsey Grammer. The star of Frasier and the Cheers guy, he was the lead actor. He played the part of Chuck Smith in that movie. And then the gentleman who is on The Chosen, I think, was the star of the show. I say star. He played the part of the hippie that got converted by Chuck Smith. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I've forgotten that actor's name. Anyway, he's very well known. But it was I just enjoyed that movie. But that movie was the story of Calvary Chapel's beginning, basically, out in Southern California. It was about during the Jesus People movement. Anyway, we enjoyed it. It was called The Jesus Revolution. Came out about, a year and a half or two ago. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. That's all the movie reviews we got today, ladies and gentlemen. So, there are some good Christian movies being made. By the way, that are out there, I saw. I won't go into those, so we won't review. We won't review all those movies. But
that's for the Friday pop culture quiz.
Yeah, that's it.
You can
that's
do that
right.
one.
That's right. But the Jesus Revolution, I really enjoyed. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Thank you for everyone who's called in and made a gift. Let me give you the phone number. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, "Hey, I need to make a gift to AFR before the Share-a-thon's over." So my donation can be counted in the final tally. Here's the phone number to call us and be as generous as you possibly can. We appreciate your generosity because, folks, quite frankly, it's very expensive to run and operate a ministry of this size. We have roughly 170 radio stations that we own and operate, and you can imagine the electricity bill alone. We have to have engineers that we hire to go out and make sure our radio stations stay on the air. We have to have satellite time that we have to pay for. We have staff that they like to be paid, and their families like to eat. So it's a very expensive proposition. And then we also want to be able to have enough money to buy new radio stations, and so other parts of the country can have access to American Family Radio. We just recently purchased two radio stations in Alabama, one in Birmingham, one in Tuscaloosa. That'll help us cover probably about 75% of the state of Alabama now with American Family Radio. So we want to grow in Florida, like Jenna was talking about, in Central Florida. We have a station in Jacksonville. We'd like to have one in Tampa and Orlando and Miami and all parts in between. So we have a vision here to grow and expand, that we don't want to just stop where we are with American Family Radio. The more people that hear AFR, the more lives that are changed, and the more people that understand what's going on in our country and how to make a difference. That's the way it works, and that's what Jenna brings to you each and every morning. What's happening in our country? What's happening in the church? What are the trends? What's going on? What's happening in the world? So that you can know what to pray about, you can know what to take action on, and you can just have a biblical worldview perspective of the news. So if you want to make a gift to AFR, you believe in everything I just talked about, and you said, hey, that's where I want to make a donation, let me give you the phone number, 877-616-2396. You can call that number. When you call that number, that calls us here at our home offices and our studios in Tupelo, Mississippi. We're a national ministry, but that's our headquarters. And right down the hall here is where they're answering the phones. So when you call, you're calling right down the hall here where they're answering the phones. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net, afr.net. What's the number one story out there right now that you're paying attention to, Jenna?
Right now, everyone is talking about Trump's reversal on tariffs and that 90-day pause that we talked about that now applies, of course, to AFR listeners who want to call in and make their pledge, you know, as we were joking about earlier. But that 90-day pause is really interesting to see how many deals Trump will negotiate. And so the big concern right now, of course, is China, who are saying that they will not back down. And there is the over 100% tariff that Trump is implementing. He didn't pause on China. And so that's what we're going to be talking about on air tomorrow here on Jenna Ellis in the Morning when we get back to the regular program. So you'll definitely want to tune in for that.
Well, the stock market went way back up.
Yes.
Yesterday. It's like a roller coaster.
it is.
Well, and, those you got to admit, those Wall Street folks, they're very sensitive and they're very emotional, and they often need therapy, because they do the slightest bit of news, they go up or down. I got a family member who's a stockbroker. Yeah, I hadn't heard from him in like a week.
he was hiding until the pause.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Mainly because they're very, very busy. People with buying and trading and selling and so forth and so on. Yeah, but it has been a rocky ride, you know, for folks in the financial planning industry, including the stock market. All right, well, we're about to close things out for this hour. It's been a quick one here on American Family Radio. Jenna, you want to just challenge folks one more time?
Yeah, you know, this is our last day of Share-a-thon, and so if you've been waiting until this moment, now is your time. And I would just encourage you to consider giving to this ministry as an act of giving to the Lord, because what we do here truly is ministry. This is why I love being part of the American Family Association family, because every day what we get to do is truly live out the Great Commission in pursuance of our calling, and we get to invest in you, listeners, and we get to reach so many people daily with the Word of God and with biblical analysis and truth. So please give your best gift today. Give generously so that we can continue on in this ministry. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or go to afr.net.
All right, Jenna, I've enjoyed being with you these 3 days.
I always do too. It's one of my favorite things about Share-a-thon, Tim. Thanks.
Okay, give Todd and Copper a hello for me there, okay?
I will. Right. I'll give them a hug and a kiss.
All righty. All right, folks, thanks for joining us this hour. Brother Jeff Shreve, Pastor Jeff Shreve, I think, is Bert going to be on with him? Brother Bert? So they're coming your way after 5 minutes of news. Keep listening here on American Family Radio. Thank you.